It's the KSL Movie Show.
If you don't have a good sense of humor, you're better off dead.
With Doug Wright and Steve Sales. The week's big movie review, movie news, games, and prizes. Here's Doug Wright.
A great man doesn't seek to lead. He's called to it, and he answers.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
You should have been there the day that the calling came for me to be on the movie show.
Were you on the mountain with Moses?
There were tablets involved, and there was a burning dumpster.
That's the story I want to see.
Okay. Well, it is the movie show, despite popular demand.
Why did you bring that up? Didn't you know I was going to jump on that like a... Well, somebody actually said to me the other day,
why are you
so mean to Doug? I'm like, oh, don't you dare.
Yeah, Steve.
Catching up is...
Here I am, just Mr. Nice Guy. Oh. I've always been so kind.
Wait till you see the gift I have for you.
Generous. Is this another Darth Vader clapper?
Oh, no.
Where, you know, all the lights go out in Eureka when somebody claps their hand?
No. Something
okay.
Much more interesting.
Much more interesting than that. Hey, speaking of interesting, we are here with our friends at Sound Sleep Medical. So
yes,
we'll be
talking
with Melissa, and much more coming up on the show today, but we probably ought to put up the warning flags here and let people know what we're going to be doing, because that is sponsored, of course. The Movie Show Rundown is sponsored for some inexplicable reason by our friends at Call Climate Services.
Yes.
Here we go.
The following preview has been rated G and is appropriate for all audiences.
The Movie Show, special feature.
Okay, I'm really worried. Transformers.
Why?
I actually kind of, not overboard here. Don't throw me under the bus yet. I actually like this one better than some of the previous ones.
Yeah, it is better than some of the
previous ones. I think it's all about the... You know, it's not
human.
Just car, a human and animal elements.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. The rhinoceros, I think, is particularly
What did
cool.
he do?
He just stood around and looked cool.
And what did the kitty cat do?
The kitty cat did nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
Say it again.
It ran.
But
it was a cheetah, after all.
But the...
Then it should have been faster than that. It just... Bloop,
bloop, bloop. Optimus Primal, or Primate...
He was cool.
He was kind of cool. Yeah, and he's got a great voice.
And here's the thing that really blew my mind.
Yeah?
Pete Davidson didn't make me crazy for once in his life.
Ooh, wow. Are we just getting soft or what?
I don't know.
Because we always like to make fun of Michael Bay to begin with. We always like to make fun
he's out of... He's not doing these anymore, though.
Well, you know, but I mean...
That might be why they're a little better.
Really, no kidding.
Yeah. Well, I thought Bumblebee was probably a little better than this.
Well,
but
that's a tear-jerking moment. You're twiddling your little fat sausage fingers over there. What's that all about?
There it is right there.
Oh.
Lady, wherever you are, mark
it
down. Sausage
so anyway, fingers. We'll be talking about Transformers Rise of the Beasts. Mending the line.
Ooh, yes.
What line are we mending?
Fly fishing.
Ooh.
And
is this like a river runs through it type
it
fishing?
It is.
Wow.
It's Montana. It's Brian Cox. And a veterans affairs group that are, you know, trying to rehabilitate these poor soldiers that come back.
Okay.
Either mentally or physically. I thought, oh, this is going to, you know, it's Blue Fox.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't
have
the best movies. It's really, really good.
Okay. And then Flamin' Hot. We're going to talk about that as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, it's a feel-good movie. It just may not be true.
Well, other
Never
than that,
let the facts get in the way of a good story.
That's right. I mean, when has Hollywood ever been encumbered?
But when they do it so, like, definitively, yes, he did invent this, and then I look it up, and perhaps he did not, it just makes me crazy.
Okay. Streaming, we'll talk about The Crowded Room. We'll talk about The Clearing. We'll talk about Based on a True Story. That's kind of an interesting, strange
thing.
You
know, at first I thought, oh, no,
I know,
this is going to be murder in a building, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, no.
It's not.
No, it's a different animal. And then Arnold. You know, now
you're going to have to. I didn't.
Did see all of Arnold.
Now, I have not seen all of Arnold. And we're going to have to save a little bit of that, I think, for Deanne, who will be here with her quirky picks.
Good, because I didn't see it at all.
I saw the first one. I saw the first one, kind of the bodybuilding thing. And it was interesting to get some of the backstory. I liked that, you know.
I learned a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I knew he was a bodybuilder, and I knew that, you know, and there were kind of all the jokes
Nazi
and everything.
All that.
Well, you know, and then is he really kind of inner American? And does he like Sun Valley? Because it reminds him of Austria. But yet there was that calling for the American part of him that may or may not be there. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty complex. Huh. Pretty complex. Okay, so all that is coming up. Plus, we've got our movie news, and we've got a special guest, Kyle Larson.
We've always picked on that kid.
We got a big kick out of this guy because I'll tell you, first of all, you know, it's fun to talk with some of the smaller operators, exhibitors of motion pictures.
Yeah.
Well, he's down at Water Gardens.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, the innovation we saw from him and from his crew during the pandemic was remarkable.
Isn't it funny how we now refer to the history of the pandemic?
The pandemic. And it's showing up in everything. It's showing up in books now. It's showing up in all kinds of movies. It's showing up everywhere.
Well, every movie we've seen lately still has the COVID team. Thank goodness the COVID team was around.
COVID team, you know, supplier of masks, you know, and all that stuff. I love everybody that gets the credit nowadays. So I think people who watch these movies ought to get credits.
I agree.
You know, in upcoming, when it's released to television or streaming or whatever it might be, I think all of us that had the courage to see it in the theaters, we ought to get credit somewhere.
I like it.
A little kickback.
This is what Doug can now go be an advocate to Capitol Hill.
Yeah.
He has a little bit more time.
He can go up and
do some advocacy for those of us who watch movies.
Ooh, are you saying I ought to be a lobbyist?
I didn't say that word.
You didn't use the L word. Okay, all right. Let's see. What else have we got going on? We've got streaming news. That's coming up. The movie show Top 10.
Isn't the commish coming in?
No, not today.
Oh, it's not today?
It's coming up soon. The commish has not abandoned us. The commish will always be with us.
Did you see the article that came out yesterday?
Yeah, pretty cool.
Did you notice the one that was the $40 million in Summit County? Who's that?
I don't know.
Dang it.
Paramount.
I know.
Yeah.
Paramount.
So it's got to be either Taylor Sheridan or maybe Taylor Sheridan. Or is maybe Costner coming up.
Maybe there's...
Because there is four.
Is he staging a coup, is that what you say, in Summit County?
Well, I think he'd like to come back here and make another one of his Horizon movies.
Well, I have another great place that he could make the movie. And just... What?
The Maldonado Miracle, it was a miracle that it got made.
But it was fun. If you've ever seen a movie set that just took over the town and included all of the folks... And you have somebody like Salma Hayek running around town, just befriending everybody in these orange little, no, they're yellow overalls. And it was just, and Peter Fonda hanging out.
Like Oompa Loompas?
Is hanging out. I mean, it was so much fun. You know, Ruben Blades was there.
He's cool.
And it was cool.
Were you there for the whole thing? Or?
I wasn't there for, you know, I never met Salma Hayek. I know. They redid a bunch of, and here we have the oldest Catholic church in the state of Utah, and they rebuilt a Catholic church on Main Street because we just didn't quite have what they wanted, I suppose.
Mm, that makes sense. Salma Hayek's in my streaming news today.
I thought you could say she's in my ward. It sounded just like he was going to say that. Salma Hayek is in my ward.
That would be cool.
Probably the next thing
about that.
Yeah, there'd be a lot of miracles involved there. Okay, Steve.
Attendance has dramatically increased.
So what were you going to say?
No, she's in streaming news.
She's in streaming news?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. And let's see, what else have we got? Telephone torture. And today, telephone torture has a special purpose to make dads everywhere just feel all warm and fuzzy. So there you go. And Jeff V. Whipple. Not only did he come up with three prize packages Father's Day.
Now, if anybody doesn't pick the one I think they should pick.
But
crazy.
He also came up with the, you know, we always have the really good, you know, do you know this sound from this movie, whatever. But he came up with our idiot-proof soundbite today.
That's quite a feat.
So you can.
I know what it is.
Yeah, well, everybody should know what it is. That's why it's such idiot proof. See, even Steve knows it.
I don't know it. Not yet.
Well, not yet.
That's good.
But you shall.
I
want
to see how good I can figure it out.
Yes, it'll be revealed to you. Okay, speaking of great revelations, we've got all kinds of things that are coming up on the movie show today, so stay with it.
And now, the big movie review. Doug and Steve tell you everything your family needs to know about the biggest release of the week.
Hey, the big movie of the week, and this is sponsored by Paris RV. You can make every weekend a vacation with an RV from Paris RV. And, ladies and gentlemen, a little sound from Transformers, The Rise of the Beasts.
Becca! Oh, I thought we were boys.
You brought a human here.
I'm nobody. I ain't even seen nothing. I'm not even seeing anything right now.
This is not our war.
Optimus, we must trust each other to protect the home we all share.
How big can this guy be?
He eats planets. So, like, way bigger than a planet.
You know, the good thing about Optimus Prime, the voice, is it reminds me of Steve doing a bad Liam Neeson. But it's really Peter Cullen.
I know. I hear the same thing, and shut up.
He does sound like Liam Neeson.
He does sound like Liam Neeson.
A little bit, yeah, with a deeper voice.
Yeah, and then, of course, this time around we have Optimus Primal, which is a true beast. I mean, it's kind of like a King Kong type thing.
They're called Maximals.
Maximals, yeah, the Maximals. So anyway, you know, I have to admit, and I already fessed up to this a little earlier in our movie show preview, you know, and maybe it's because we've always made fun of Michael Bay. I mean, if he can jam one more car wreck, one more something, one more ridiculous action scene in, he will do it. And maybe that's why I like this one a little bit better, but I really did. I went in just kind of gritting my teeth, honestly. You know, the old car parts in a blender. I wish I'd come up with that. Some critic somewhere that we...
It was me.
No, it wasn't. It was not you. Yeah, he tried to take that credit. But that's what they are. They're just car parts in a blender. With maybe a sweet little segment here, we get to know one particular character, Bumblebee or whomever. But this one, I don't know, it had a little heart, it had a little soul, it had some story, it had some interconnects that I thought were interesting.
Well, they humanized the darn thing.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So, Stephen and Andy, what did you think about it?
Well, for me, I thought it was a huge improvement over the last regular Transformers movie. So I'm putting Bumblebee aside because I think we've already agreed that was probably the best of all the Transformers movies. But the last one we had before this was The Last Knight, which was, and I'm a Transformers fan from my youth, it was garbage. Like, it had Anthony Hopkins saying the word dude, something I never thought I would see on screen. And so already it was going to be better, but... But the things that worked for me is, as a longtime fan, having Optimus Prime in that red diesel, like that's how he looked forever and ever. And then Michael Bay puts him in a different look. Fine. Optimus Prime will always work for me as long as Peter Cullen is a voice. I actually hosted his panel at FanX and with him and the original voice of one of the other Transformers. He is so good. He's done so many cool voices. And as long as he's the voice of Optimus Prime, it will automatically elevate. That was the only good thing about last night. But for Rise of the Beast, sorry, Transformers is one of my – I got lots of stories about Transformers. But for me, it was the fact that it wasn't just a bunch of explosions.
I think he got beat up a bunch of times.
I think he did, yeah.
Yeah. I have stories, I'm telling you. But it's hard to describe Transformers to people who aren't fans of Transformers. Yeah. Like, if you were to try to describe this movie to someone who's not already a fan, halfway through your second sentence, you're like, just look, just trust me. Because you're like, well, there's these robots that transform into cars. Well, that makes sense. But there's also these robots that transform into, like, apes and cheetahs and stuff. And then people are like, what? But if you're a fan of Transformers... It's this one, you're going to love it.
And for those of us who are
We don't have time for you.
Oh.
No, go ahead. You got 5 seconds.
Well, they humanize it. That's the Ramos kid. I can't remember his first name.
Anthony.
Anthony Ramos, who was in the Heights. Great young man. You put him in this movie, and suddenly I'm interested because, you know, all the characters around him, I even liked Pete Davidson. I don't even – can't believe I'm saying that out loud. But
Why do
I thought
people
his
hate
character,
him so much?
Because he's a jerk.
Okay.
He's kind of a
But he's not Danny Houston.
Twerp. No, no, not yet. He hasn't reached Danny Houston.
He really hates Danny Houston.
Oh, I don't
hate
him.
So what is the grade?
I give it a B.
Okay.
I thought it was really pretty well done. I was interested, I was engaged, and that's saying a lot for me.
We don't have time for more superlatives, sir. Okay. So. What's your grade?
I gave it a 3 out of 4.
Okay. We're on the same page.
What'd you give it?
I just said I gave it a 3.
I don't listen to you all the time. I thought I'd made that clear.
I've noticed that. All right, time for a little movie news. Here we go.
Not just any news.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
Movie news. Action! On the KSL Movie Show.
Okay, Chris Hemsworth describes starring in the upcoming Mad Max Fury Road prequel, Furiosa.
Yeah.
The best experience of his career.
Wow.
He's starring as a villain in this piece, a bearded warlord named Dementus. Somebody said...
Apparently Thor was taken.
Yeah,
Thor. I was going to say, he hasn't played a villain yet, so maybe that's why he enjoyed it so much.
Well, for some of us old rock and rollers, too, if he was just a doctor, he would be Dr. Dementus.
Ooh,
not quite Demento, but almost. He said, Furiosa is by far my best experience of my career and something I feel most proud of. It made me think the work isn't what's exhausting. It's what kind of work it is and how invested I am in it. And if it's challenging in the right ways, that's all that counts.
Wow.
So there you go. Yeah.
Is that a backhanded slap at Marvel?
Well, you know,
he's tired of playing the same old thing.
Thor. Okay. You know.
My hair. Anyway. Bryan Cranston is retiring from acting.
No. He can't do that yet.
He can't do that until after the Malcolm in the Middle movie.
Well, it might have been after the Asteroid movie. It's time.
And he's closing his production company, or at least put it on pause for 6 months, beginning in 2026. I mean, who plans their life out that much? He says he wants to move to France. Go on day trips, have a fire in the fireplace, have drinks of wine with friends
Eat
and family,
cheese.
But not read any scripts.
Have baguettes.
Cranston will you stop? Cranston will be 70
croissants.
In 2026.
Yes.
He wants to spend more time with his lovely wife, Robin.
Okay.
Especially since he said she has been put up with me for all these years.
Yep.
He's done 167 projects going back to 1980.
Wow, that's amazing. That's a busy boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And by the way, he said he would do the Malcolm in the Middle movie if it was any good.
Okay.
The script was any good.
All right.
Well, the official trailer for Sympathy for the Devil featuring Nicolas Cage.
Of course it's Nicolas Cage.
Get this. Whoa. This is saying a lot. In one of his craziest roles ever.
That's not possible.
How crazy was he going to? He is a raving maniac who forces a soon-to-be father at gunpoint to take him on a drive. And things get worse and worse. And one of the producers, Alan Unger, said that Cage is at the top of his game.
But what is his game at this point?
Just craziness.
Yeah.
Craziness. I mean, Count Dracula was his last, and we saw him
Renfield,
in Pig, and we've seen him in, oh, man.
You haven't seen him in Mandy. That movie is just an absolute crazy.
And Sympathy for the Devil, by the way, you'll want to save the date, will be released in theaters and on demand July 28th. So just in time for your post-Pioneer Day celebration. It's a Nick Cage movie.
Yay!
There you go.
A new trailer for Yorgos Lanthimos' new movie is out. He is the director who gave us The Favorite, The Lobster. His new project
The
is
Lobster?
Called,
he yeah. gave us The Lobster?
He gave us The Lobster.
Is that a selling point?
Yeah, no. Well, it is for his fans.
Mm.
His new project, get this, is called Poor Things. It's inspired by the Frankenstein story. The film centers on the incredible tale and evolution of Bella Baxter, played by none other than Emma Stone.
Emma Stone. Wow.
She's a young woman brought back to life by an unorthodox scientist, Willem Dafoe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's been in some strange.
Wait till you see the makeup
lighthouse
on this boy's face. Yeah. He is just a mess.
Okay.
And then runs away with a shifty lawyer, Mark Ruffalo.
Mm?
In the movie, she's eager to learn, hungry for the worldliness that she's been missing. And if you watch the trailer, it is completely bonkers. It opens on September 8th.
Well, you'll be relieved to know that Michael Keaton has discussed now the psychology behind the Batman voice.
I thought you just had to do it like this.
Yeah, he's the guy that did that. You know,
he did invent the gravelly Batman before it was Adam West.
Yeah.
Which was not gravelly.
Practical reasons for developing the enduring voice that has become an acting standard now. Keaton explained the gravelly voice. Thus, I'm getting a gravelly
voice.
Was
that part of it?
Just thinking. No.
Oh.
Keaton says he's got two personalities. The guy is not psychotic, but not far from it. Controlled psychosis. In order for me to justify all this, I can't be changing the oil on the Batmobile and then saying, well, I have to kill some people. So he probably ends up going into some deep, deep trance, which is a scene we made that I don't think ever made it in. So see, he's a suppressed psychotic who has to change the oil in the Batmobile and then go kill people. So that's why he has a gravelly voice.
Thanks, Tim Burton.
Keaton returns as the Metaverse's original Batman in Warner Brothers' upcoming The Flash, set to be released next week.
Can't wait.
I always thought it was just because he's a dude who everybody knows, and if he just goes around with his Bruce Wayne voice, everybody'd figure it out real quick.
Well, it's hanging out down
so you
in
do
the
gravelly. You can't recognize it.
No, couldn't do glasses. So
see, I know the real deal.
What's the real deal?
When you're down in the moist, nasty bat guano everywhere bat cave, it affects your voice.
Oh, yeah. He probably has to go see a respiratory person about it.
Probably.
I don't know.
Anybody got anything else on movie news?
I got nothing.
No. You got nothing?
You guys hit all the good stuff.
I got no more. So let's take a break. We'll come back with, how about if we do maybe another review?
Sure.
Should we?
Like it.
Are we in unison?
Yes, all day.
Movie reviews and Hollywood news. The KSL Movie Show.
I'll find out.
During our preview to the movie show, we're on the air here, guys.
I know. Sorry. Yeah,
just... Yeah, we'll talk a little later. I'll call you, babe. Okay, now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Mending the Line.
Yes.
Let's get a little sound. Here we go.
Who's the kid? Some VA sob story. Then you two should get along great, then.
I guess sometimes surviving is your punishment.
Does that ever get any easier?
Nope. This is the place for me.
This sounds intriguing. When I asked if this has the same type of fly fishing, beautiful scenes that a river runs through it. You said,
maybe
yeah,
more.
Maybe more. Wow.
In fact, he's teaching. This has Brian Cox, who's a fantastic actor. He's a Vietnam vet, lives in Montana, Livingston, Montana. Well, his best friend is Will Studi,
okay,
who we love.
Oh, yeah.
Patricia Keaton is the doctor at the VA hospital where they're treating both physical and mental issues. And Sinqua Walls is a recently from Afghanistan, lost all his boys in the war.
Wow.
He's got that survivor guilt. And Patricia Heaton says, you know, man, he's angry all the time. And she goes, you know what? Go out there and meet this guy. And I'm ordering you to learn how to fly fish.
Cool.
And Brian Cox, and he shows up and he goes, you been drinking? He goes, go home.
Wow.
It makes him walk all the way, and he's got a bad leg, so yeah, it makes him walk all the way back into town. So they begin this sort of reluctant relationship, and it's just so well done. And they really get into the mending the line is if you throw it a certain way and it lands not where you want it to, you
right,
can kind of mend the line,
right,
they call it, which I think is a sort of also suggesting you can mend yourself
right,
in this way. It's really a beautiful, simple little movie. I thought, wow, Blue Fox kind of got a hold of a good one here, because normally they, you know, pick up some stuff that isn't the greatest. But
right,
Mending the Line is in theaters right now. This is one of those little movies that no one will talk about, and you'll go and see it, and you go, wow, that was really cool.
I've got to see this. I like just the way it sounds.
It is rated R for some language and whatnot, but
it
also has the young woman who was in the Dark. It was a series. It was on Netflix. She's fantastic.
Great.
Everybody in this movie is
really,
really good. It kind of did.
Okay. Well, and the scenery. Whenever you shoot, you know, I mean, we like to pick on Montana because they stole Yellowstone from us. But Montana is a gorgeous place to film.
Wait till you see the scenery in this movie.
So what's the grade?
B+.
B+?
Yeah.
All right. It's called Mending the Line.
Mending the Line.
Rated R.
Rated R for some language.
Okay.
But it's I think it's really worth seeing.
Okay. And I'm assuming because of the scenery and so on, seeing on a big screen would be really cool.
Oh, yeah. You've got to see it on the big screen.
Absolutely.
The Movie Show. It is not a donut hole, but a smaller donut with its own hole. And our donut is not a hole at all. On KSL News Radio.
The Movie Show at KSL News Radio. You know, we love to focus on who's exhibiting movies, what's going on in moviedom. That's why we have next week, it'll be Virginia Pierce, the commish, will be joining us. We have other notables in the world of cinema.
But it's not a challenge anymore for Kyle. I mean, you know, what's he doing?
I haven't even mentioned Kyle yet.
Is he who you're talking about? Because now he's just back to like, all right. Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, we like
7 and 9:30.
We've talked to exhibitors in Panguitch. We've talked to the Kaysville Theater.
You're really setting this up.
You know, I love going into small, you know, market, individual, you know, theaters. Because it kind of almost takes on a local personality.
Plus it has a history all the time.
And a history, a lot of them. But the Water Garden Theaters in, you know, right down there, just across the tracks from the Macy's store.
In that field. I don't even know what's around there anymore.
Just all the good stuff. Water Garden is such a fun place, and we learned of the true creativity of Kyle Larson and the Water Garden Theaters during the pandemic. Kyle, welcome back to the Movie Show.
Thank you. It's good to be back. How are you guys doing?
Good. But, you know, you better have some really good stuff for us because you've set a high water mark for innovation.
I think he has holographic theater now in the middle of the field.
It's going to be like Hale Center Theater in the round. You'll just watch the movie there.
Yeah. You got that?
Plug into your T-coil.
No.
So what are you doing this summer?
You know, man, we've got some fun stuff coming up. So we actually just a couple weeks ago, we did a big car show for Fast and the Furious. We had a free car show for everybody. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
The big thing that we're doing that's really cool that you guys might think is pretty cool is we're kind of trying to give back to people that supported us through COVID, and we're going to do a free day at the movies where everybody can come for free and they can get a free popcorn.
Wow.
With coming to visit us. So that's pretty cool. That's actually courtesy of Pluto TV. We got nominated as one of the best theaters in Utah, and they're helping us put this on. So we're going to do a free day at the movies for everybody.
Well, now, of course, the whole key to having a free day at the movies is to tell people when the free day is.
And maybe what the movie is.
So we're still planning that, but it's going to probably be I believe it's going to be the 29th of July. Everybody can come, movie for free, and get a free popcorn, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Now, do you know which movie it's going to be at that point?
Any movie that they want to see.
Wow. Now, how many screens do you
have?
Oh.
We have six. Yep, we've got six screens.
Six screens. Yep. So any movie on that free day, which most likely, let's leave it so the lawyers will like it, most likely will be on the 29th, but that'll be firmed up before too long. And you can go into any of the six.
He'll have Oppenheimer, Barbie.
You know, I'm really looking forward to Oppenheimer.
And he'll have Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, speaking
of. And Mission Impossible.
Yeah, speaking of Asteroid City. Yep. Every time the atomic bomb goes off, it's like they're doing it every other day, you know, and everything rumbles and always freaks
it's
me
the
out.
The perfect mushroom cloud.
Yeah, you're going to have some great, great movies there. So what else are you doing this summertime, along with the free day and the cool things?
Yeah, well, we're trying our best to give back to the community and just have as much fun as we can. So we have the car shows, and we've been having Utah screen stars come and they dress up and take pictures with all the kids. So we just had them all out here for Spider-Man, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, just whatever we can do. We've been participating in all the local parades and things like that, dressing up and having a lot of fun with that. And
We're waiting
trying
for
our
your
best to be. What's that?
We're waiting for your book to come out, How I Survived the Pandemic.
And learn to love the pandemic.
Yeah, that's a perfect.
It'll be like Dr. Strangelove, you know, and How I Learned to Love the Bomb.
I'll have to send you guys a video. I have a video of me hanging off the side of a theater building, hanging up the drive-in screen that I built. So it's a big 40-foot screen.
Yeah,
and I've got to take it down. So I'll have to send you guys a picture when I do that.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Oh, it's still up?
Yeah, we'll be there with the firemen. You know, what do they call that? You were a fireman, where they have the round thing and
like
you
in catch Dumbo.
People when they
we never used. We didn't have three story building was as high as we ever.
You've got to use
Nobody
that.
Has that anymore?
We'll have one out there for Kyle, or maybe just a you know
where everybody runs back and forth.
Maybe just one of those, you know, little playthings full of balls.
Cartoons, Doug.
It'll be fun.
I've been trying to convince Paramount to do a documentary on the drive-in, you know.
Yeah.
Tell them to come out and film it.
Well, you know, this is kind of a semi-sad thing. I mean, the good news is you've moved on, and, you know, that was a survival tactic. But it was kind of cool. But you were mentioning people are kind of, you know, there's growth in the area, and you can't quite have the multi-screen drive-in anymore. Mm.
Yeah. Yep. So they're developing the land next to us, which we're, you know, the owners graciously let us borrow it during that time, which was really cool. But they just started breaking ground, and they're building a Tabitha's Way right there. So that'll be cool.
What is a Tabitha's Way?
It's similar to like a Deseret Industries, if I'm not mistaken. It's like you know, they help people out and have secondhand clothing books and things like that. So
yeah, kind of
it should be pretty neat.
Yeah, thrift shop concept with some, you know, job training and things like that. That's cool.
Yeah. Yep.
That's very cool.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, hey, I've got to ask the big question. With all of these gigantic movies that have been opening over the last 4, 5, 6 months, what has been the biggest hit for the Water Garden theaters?
Oh, man. Well, Mario crushed it. Mario was so awesome. The kid, you know, we had kids coming dressed up as Bowser and Peach and just so many smiles, and that was so fun. But I got to tell you, one of the movies I'm really excited to see how it does, and I've already seen the movie, is The Flash. The Flash was a lot of fun. It was a really, really fun superhero movie. I'm not a huge superhero movie guy, but it was fun. So,
that's what we're hearing.
We were talking about that here, you know. Andy was asking, you know, the buzz and everything else and The Flash. And, you know, I'm looking forward to it. But I have only heard good. And that kind of almost makes
us
nervous.
You. Yeah.
You kind of go, ooh. Yeah.
It can't possibly live up to those expectations.
Well, read Caitlin Booth's review and you'll come back to Earth.
You'll come back. Yeah, 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong, I guess. But, well, hey, Kyle, it's always fun to chat with you. Best of luck with what's going on down there at the Water Garden Theaters, and keep us posted. And when the documentary comes out on how we survived the
Kyle
pandemic
the Magnificent
and learn to love the COVID, you know, we want to see
There's
it.
There's a screenplay there.
Yeah, there is a screenplay
there.
Kyle, give our best to everybody down there at the theater, won't you?
You will do. Thank you. And I'll send you guys some pictures for fun. You'll get a kick out of it.
Hey, so. For those who might have been, you know, in a cave down in Panguitch for the last 20 or 25 years, where is – I mentioned it's across the track from – I always go – when I'm telling people how to get there, across the track from the Macy's store, kind of, you know, in that general vicinity.
Yeah. Did you say Panguitch?
Yep.
No, it's not Panguitch.
We're in Pleasant Grove.
Yeah. I said a cave. If you've been in a cave down by Panguitch.
Oh.
In other words, you've been down there contemplating
you
your navel for 25 years.
A.K.A. if you've been living under a rock.
That's right.
In Panguitch.
If you're a Neanderthal.
Why are you looking at me?
So where are you?
If you get off the freeway in Pleasant Grove and head on east towards the mountain down that road, go past Macy's through the light. We're just right there, like you said, across the tracks in Pleasant Grove.
There you
Big,
go.
It's a beautiful new paint job, gray, black building, Ooh. Really pretty building. So,
yeah. So you don't have the mural of the movie show geeks up there?
You know what? I've been waiting to get a commission on that for you guys because I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah,
horror show.
Put it right in our lobby. All right, you know what? That can replace the drive-in screen. We'll put a
That's
big,
what I was going to suggest. You know,
ooh, replace the drive-in screen.
It could be a big unveiling when you take it down.
It could be a big unveiling.
Gross.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that would be cool.
Kyle, good to chat with you. Best of luck. Have a great summer.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
It is 10:15 here on The Movie Show. Much more to come, so stay with us, including little telephone torture. We've got the movie show Top 10. We've got Dee is going to be here with the Quirky Picks.
Good.
She's going to be here live and in color. So
it's the world famous KSL movie show on KSL News Radio.
Had to silence the crowd here. You know, we're doing a radio show here.
Noise is off.
Yeah, I just did the Charlton Heston thing without the rod, you know. Just
we were talking about Carl doing the Walk of Shame after that movie, coming home from his state. So there's that.
We're talking about a Pixar presentation that
adorable.
We saw that had a cartoon, and this goes back to the Up, although that's not the Up house. Carl, you know.
It wasn't?
No, but he has a doorbell of the Up house around his doorbell.
That was.
Yeah, how'd the house get back there then?
I don't know. Carl's living in a cool old house. And
yeah, with his dog, Doug.
Yeah, with his dog, D-U-G. D-U-G, yeah. No, it was an adorable. I like cartoons. It's an adorable little cartoon.
That one just tore you in half.
I know. Very, very sweet. I think it's time for the movie show Top 10.
I was going to suggest that. Wow, way to go, Douglas.
Oh, no, we're on the same wavelength. That makes me nervous.
It should.
The movie show Top 10.
10, 9. The KSL Movie Show Top 10.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
There was quite
By the way, you're doing it before you leave.
I was going to say, I was deeply touched by the outpouring of nostalgic.
Wow.
Okay, one
Only
person.
Only in your own mind.
In
right?
my own mind. That there was on the movie show for the nostalgic version of Telephone Torture.
Yeah.
So what are you saying? On my last day, you're going to let me do that? Andy, what do you think?
Don't put me in the middle of this.
Yo, you're doing it. Just plan on it.
Really?
Yeah.
It'll cost
I think we should record, like, Doug, you're the GOAT, you know, the greatest of all time. So
that was
we
not
need
a GOAT.
We need, at the end?
That was not. Oh, that little
at
GOAT.
At the end, yeah.
The GOAT replaced the great big-time announcer voice that I've done for years and years.
Which is also a GOAT.
No,
right?
It's not.
But I'm just saying,
GOAT.
Like, we need to have you record the GOAT sound.
So it can live on.
So it can live on in the movie show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Checks in the mail.
Boy, that's going to cost. All right. The Movie Show Top 10 is sponsored by Call Climate Services, right up there in Centerville. Okay, number 10 is Kandahar. In 2 weeks, it's made under $5 million.
Yeah, but it's a good movie if you like Jared Butler.
Jared. Okay, You Hurt My Feelings. This is kind of an interesting little movie. I'm glad I saw it. I enjoyed some of the performances. Didn't necessarily love it, but apparently nobody else did either. It's made just around $3 million.
And yet it taught this little tiny lesson about,
little
you know.
White lies.
Yes, the white lies we tell sometimes.
That's right. And sometimes
are not
you
so
have
bad.
To.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, somebody, remember.
How do I look in this dress?
How many sitcoms have come up on that? And, you know, the famous episode where Lucy, you know, struck the deal that she would not lie for how long. And, oh, my goodness, it's just amazing how many times people be wearing this horrible, horrible tie. It's Father's Day. We got to talk about ties. And you just go, oh, yeah, no, I like that. Yeah. And you hate it. But what do you say?
You
no,
got a
I
whole tie?
It.
I get, like, one black sock.
Well, you
one year,
sock.
And then the next year
Does
you get the other
one. Does that mean you're free now?
Well, his daughters usually,
piece of clothing.
They usually cut a tie in half, you know, up the center.
Wow.
So it can be glued and duct taped. Okay, number 8 is The Machine. Boy, none of these movies have made a whole lot of money. In 2 weeks, it's made just under $9 million.
But the funny thing about The Machine is Burt Kreischer, he's a comedian. His father's played by Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
That made
That's
me
the
laugh.
Only reason I'd see it.
Okay, About My Father, number 7. You know, I was over visiting Jeff the Whipple.
And, what are you, like doing a farewell tour?
Larry, no, I was getting the gift basket for the Ride to Light Up Eureka tomorrow. By the way, shameless plug, Ride to Light Up Eureka is happening tomorrow, leaving from Harley-Davidson Salt Lake.
Can I bring my unicycle?
30. You can. Any vehicle is welcome. Any motorcycle is welcome. Our friend Mike quite often shows up in some of his classic
cars. Yeah.
We've had people show up in their you
taxis.
Know, taxis. We literally had that.
Vespas.
So Vespas.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks real good. Good. Next,
you might get kicked
next
over.
No, no, no. You know,
ciao, Bella.
This is a great group, and it's all to benefit beautifying the main street of Eureka, Utah. We've done a great job.
I triple dog dare you to ride a Vespa down there.
Vespa. Yeah, that would be fun on the freeway, wouldn't it? That would be
a ride. It's like me on my Honda 90 riding with the Hells Angels.
So join us tomorrow morning at Harley of Salt Lake, about 29 South and State Street. Everybody is welcome.
What time?
Every vehicle is welcome. We call it kickstands up at 10:30. But you can register right now, and that money goes to help the folks in Eureka with beautifying the Main Street. Last year we bought park benches.
When is your statue going up?
Well, the statue. Well, that's going up in front of KSL.
What is the pose?
That's going up in front of KSL. It will be one of those kind of...
I want to know if it's life-size
it's
or
not.
kind of the... It'll be the thinker, the Rodin thinker.
Okay.
But I will be wearing clothes. Okay, now...
Thankfully.
Good call.
What? Okay. Meanwhile, back at the movie show, top 10. But Larry gave me, when I was talking to Jeff the Whipple, came in and gave me an apron that is about my father. Very cool, huh?
For fun. Any peacock feathers on it?
Okay, Super Mario Brothers.
Did it.
Everybody's talking about,
My gosh.
Oh, my goodness. And I just hated this movie, but it's made a grundle of money.
You want to talk about money?
Let's talk money.
$567 domestic, $739 foreign, $1.3 billion.
Dollars. So I guess it's making a few bucks. Here and there.
It's not Hasbro, it's somebody else, right?
For which one?
For Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, it's Nintendo.
Nintendo.
It's their own studio stuff.
We got to hurry here.
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
Go.
Fast X. That's how Jeff the Whipple says it.
It's Fast 10.
Fast X has made a grundle of money, too. Yeah. Not as much as I thought.
Well, 618 worldwide.
Those have always, since the last few, done way better foreign than here.
Guardians of the Galaxy has done well in its 5 weeks. It's about $3.25 million locally.
$785 worldwide.
Okay, The Boogeyman. Kind of surprised me that I actually liked this movie. Didn't love it, but I liked it. It was scary, and it actually had kind of a plot.
I agree.
Okay. The Little Mermaid, now it took a real tumble from the numbers, but, these big, big, gigantic hits, especially where Spider-Man comes out in the following week, that's kind of natural.
Yeah, and China kind of thumbed down this movie. I'm not sure why, but $339 for Little Mermaid.
Yeah. I mean, it's doing okay. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, has made, about $125 domestically?
$149 domestic,
now,
88
that
foreign,
was the weekend.
$237 total.
Okay, yeah, all right. So there you have it. Ladies and gentlemen, the Movie Show Top 10, sponsored by our friends at Call Climate Services. You're going to be needing that air conditioning before too long. Yeah. Steve, bag the swamp cooler. Steve,
Swampy's working perfect right now.
Get rid of the swamp cooler.
I don't have Doug money.
Okay.
Sing.
Let's do a little streaming news here. Not screaming, but streaming news.
Planning on a weekend on the couch? Streaming your favorite movie or a new show? Doug and Steve sort through it all so you only binge the best. It's the Movie Show Streaming Reviews on KSL News Radio.
Okay, first of all, we've got some streaming movies out there, but let's talk about some of the news. Amazon plans to, guess what?
Go out of business?
Launch an ad-supported tier on Prime Video. The discussions are underway. And if you, it's always, there's always an increase involved. Prime Video has been packaged as part of its $14.99 per month Prime membership. But of course, it can be availed as a standalone service priced at $8.99 per month. But here's the kicker. So Amazon is exploring the options of how to incorporate advertisements into the experience with existing members, and they're planning to provide an ad-free tier, which will cost an additional fee to the current membership. So in other words, if you stay where you are now, you're going to get the ads. If you want to be ad-free as it is now, then it's going to cost you more. So I don't know. It's unclear if Amazon's proposed strategy will be competitive compared to Max's 3 to 4 minutes of ad duration every hour. I like the little countdowns now you get up in the corner.
I know.
That
drives me nuts.
That is helpful. I wish they did that on television.
Yeah, it is a little helpful because you go, potty break, you know, and you're
kill the audio
or whatever it might be. Okay, what have you got, Stephen?
I am so excited. Next Thursday, Star Trek: Strange New Worlds season 2 begins. I can't wait. Paramount Plus.
Yep,
they have done such a great job
with this series, especially. They hit the ground running correctly. All the other series, it seems like they've had to figure themselves out over a couple of seasons.
Yeah, this is episodic. So it is literally each story sits on its own.
Planet of the week.
Although you know the characters running through each story. But it's brilliant. So Strange New Worlds starts next Thursday along with Black Mirror.
Black Mirror.
Season 6 also starts next Thursday. And I thought the first episode sounded interesting. Annie Murphy, who played Alexis on Schitt's Creek,
my wife loves to say on the air.
Yeah, discovers that there's a new global streaming platform that has launched a TV adaptation of her life.
Okay.
And her persona is being portrayed by A-list actor Salma Hayek.
I've heard of her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the first episode. Season 6 starting next Thursday.
Okay.
Same day as Star Trek.
Now, I've never watched Black Mirror. What kind of content level is it?
It can be dark.
Okay.
I mean, there's one.
Sassy?
With, Jesse
Spicy?
Plemons, where he.
That's the Star Trek one, right?
Yes.
I've heard about that one.
That is absolutely brilliant. I've seen a few of them, not all of them, and they're really good. I mean, it's Twilight Zone-ish with a little extra.
They rated MA or what?
I don't know exactly.
I think it is.
I think so.
All right. Second season of The Lincoln Lawyer. I like The Lincoln Lawyer.
Yeah, that was.
And I like the movie, too, with Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, that's right.
Season 2 is coming up. Netflix announced that part 1 of season 2 will be premiering on July 6th, and part 2 will be on the 3rd, based, of course, on the best-selling novels by Michael Connelly. This one, though, is, for those who have read the books, is specifically based on the 4th book in the Lincoln Lawyer series called The Fifth Witness. So first season of The Lincoln Lawyer premiered on Netflix last summer, and I like that.
That was pretty good. By the way, did you watch Joe Pickett over the weekend?
Yeah, I did. I did.
And?
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it. Yeah, it's interesting how they cherry-pick the books and sometimes will combine a factor from one book and the other.
Okay.
You know, I'm still having some character issues because the mother-in-law in the Pickett, and, you know, she is supposed to be the most knock-dead beautiful woman in the world who basically lures and upgrades men.
Oh.
You know, she'll okay, this guy's richer. Okay, this guy's more powerful. This guy's even richer and more powerful.
Who plays her in the show?
I can't remember her name, but
Think I remember who the character is.
Yeah, kind of catches me a little off guard. I've kind of Joe Pickett himself has grown on me.
Yeah.
And then they have a lot of, you know, where they've done racial replacements, you know, like Fern
Dunnigan.
And then, you know, the guy who's, you know, kind of his off-the-grid friend, and, you know, which is all cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're...
And the former sheriff, isn't that...
I'm trying to remember his name.
Shoot.
Yeah. So
don't
anyway...
look at me.
Yeah. Anyway, I like it, but I'm still trying to get used to the mother-in-law.
Okay, here's one that makes me a little nervous. It's the Full Monty is coming back.
We talked about that.
Did we?
Oh. Yeah, but they're not going to Monty us.
Well, that's good
full
news.
Full or otherwise.
Because it's... Still, Robert Carlyle, Mark Addy, and Tom Wilkinson. I don't know how much they're going to be involved in it. It looks like it's an 8-episode series. Starts next Wednesday on Hulu. But the writer is the same guy who wrote the original. He did Slumdog Millionaire, 127 Hours.
Yeah.
And they're back in Sheffield, UK. So next Wednesday, Hulu. Also, I'm mad at HBO Max.
You're mad?
They've canceled Perry Mason.
No.
Oh, I heard that, yeah.
Not happy.
Well, that ain't right.
So they gave him 2 seasons. I guess that wasn't enough.
It's really good. And, man, the people in that show were brilliant.
What are they going to do, replace it with She-Hulk 2, season 2?
Well, I'd be okay with that.
No, they
okay.
don't have the rights.
Yeah, that's not theirs. Well,
but they are making the Harry Potter series for streaming that will be based all the way on the books instead of having to condense it.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah.
You know, where the
that's
series.
Where all their money's going, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, somebody else should pick up Perry Mason because that show was brilliant.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Unless Andy Anything?
I was just going to say, on Apple TV Plus, I don't know, you got grandkids, Doug and Steve, the Snoopy show on Apple TV is the cutest thing you have ever seen. They actually understand how to write Charlie Brown and Peanuts, and it's mostly focused on Snoopy. But so you get like three little seven-minute cartoons per episode, and they are hilarious, like actually funny. Like I don't know how to describe it other than that, but if you got little kids, you can turn that on, and you can either enjoy it
with them
or let them
watch. It's interesting you'd put it that way, because a lot of times the Peanuts things, they're just sweet and poignant and nostalgic. But to make one that really, truly is funny,
that's they can cool. They balance it all. I've been very impressed.
He doesn't talk, does he? Snoopy doesn't.
Oh, no. He still does the rah, rah, rah.
Well, when the teacher talks, that's what
I
love.
The teacher's is the trombone.
Yeah, right. Okay, that's our streaming news.
The Movie Show.
Spock, you haven't changed a bit. You're just as warm and sociable as ever.
No, have you, Doctor? As your continued predilection for irrelevancy demonstrates.
On KSL News Radio.
10:55 here at KSL News Radio. Still to come. This is a good time to do this. You know, we like to bestow fabulous prizes worth up to dollars on this show. It's been a tradition forever and ever. Back when even a dollar meant something. Now, 38 years later, prizes worth up to dollars.
But I'd still pick one up, though.
I would, too. But this is a good one. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Want to see The Flash?
Yes.
Yes. We all want to see it. On the 13th of this month.
Wait, doesn't it come out on the 16th?
It does come out. So you shall be seeing it with the exalted cadre of critics.
Some of them. Some of them have seen it. I mean,
how did they leapfrog and see it before us?
Because they blew off some other movies, like Elemental. Yeah.
So they didn't go see Elemental, so they could see this,
Yeah, I know. Dumb.
So they wouldn't have to see it with the little people, the lower tier of the cadre of critics?
Our people will be there.
Yeah, our people will be there.
Well, at least some of them.
It'll be on the 13th, so next week,
before
the film actually opens, and we have three opportunities to win a packet of four tickets. So we shall give those away right now. And I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to scramble all the phone lines, and we will take caller number 3, we'll take caller number 6, and we'll take caller number 9. That's going to drive the people back in the studio nuts.
I just heard Gustavo.
Gustavo's going, I resign.
So this
is a whole bunch of people who are already ringing on the phone or mad that they just got hung up on.
Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, Valley Fair.
You
have to have a ticket. You cannot just waltz in there like
you
the
just
rest
can't
of us.
Waltz in like Steve does.
Yeah,
and these are guaranteed seats, right? Because sometimes for these screenings,
they
overbook to ensure a full theater. These are guaranteed seats.
To be sure, I would get there early.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt to get there early. So, a packet of 4 tickets for you, hopefully, to see The Flash, and there will be 3 opportunities. Caller number 3 at KSL Talk 575-8255. Caller number 3, caller number 6, and caller number 9. And maybe we can coerce the crew back in the studio.
By the way, that's more guests than we get to take to the movie.
To actually give us the actually give us the names of the winners. Or as we like to call them on the movie show, the big wieners.
Sure.
All right.
The Movie Show.
Who's president of the United States in 1985?
Ronald Reagan.
The actor?
On KSL News Radio.
The Movie Show, today coming to you from Sound Sleep Medical. We'll talk again with Melissa in just a few minutes, but we are very pleased to have, ladies and gentlemen, here live and in color, it is Diane Wright.
You're supposed to say my lovely wife.
Yeah, that's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, anybody who listens to
old... If Danny's out there, though, in a very endearing way,
absolutely. You know, love Danny. But whenever he would refer to his spouse, it would be his lovely wife. And, you know, so, I mean, it was...
So just, bring it on.
It's a tradition. So, you know, you're lovely.
Did you not say the wife's name because it was multiple?
Could be.
Oh, stop it. Okay.
You know, you love it when people ask questions like that on the air?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, did you play my intro?
My
intro?
No.
Well, then I'm not here yet.
Okay. Dee's not here
yet. Officially, she's not
here. Until she hears her intro.
Play her song.
Here we go.
The Movie Show. Quirky pick of the week.
But it needs the sneeze.
I couldn't even remember what it was, but now I remember.
It's groovy music.
Yeah, it is very groovy.
Something from Breakfast with Tiffany's or something.
Well, that's good. Kinda. No, it'd be more like Gidget or something like that. Oh, yeah.
Clambake. Okay, so
Clambake.
Yeah, so where are we going?
Well, we're talking about your quirky picks. It's all about you, Dee.
Well, thank you. This is such a rare thing, but in our home.
Okay, Andy, got anything to say about that? Yeah, okay, come on, chime in.
Well, I do have a quirky pick. I'll like to throw it out at the end, but I've kind of had a little trend this week of what I've watched, and we mentioned the last time I was here, I wasn't here last week, but we mentioned that that I'd watched the Michael J. Fox Still, which is a biographical documentary and done in a unique way. And we all liked it. We've all talked about it. So I've been watching several biographical documentaries, I think, biographies and documentaries. One of them I watched is called Call Me Kate. I saw the drop date 22 and 23. It's about Katharine Hepburn.
And
they slated it as being shown through a lot of never before seen photos and clips and things like that.
Is this one where the Jane Fonda comments came in on Katharine Hepburn?
I don't remember,
were telling me about?
Maybe.
No, maybe it was the interview that was on like The View or something.
Right, yeah. I think it was. Well, I have down that it was Netflix. Okay. Call me Kate. So maybe it was just a recent drop. And I have to say, I've seen a lot of documentaries and things on Katharine Hepburn, and I didn't find it to be overly different or revealing. But if you do love her, you would love it. And it was a lot of old clips and a lot of old just clips of her that were home movies. They weren't necessarily movie clips. So.
Why talk about a woman that was ahead of her time?
She was ahead of her time, but you know what? Sometimes I think, I don't know that her range was all that broad. I feel like Katharine Hepburn typically played Katharine Hepburn
roles. Strong woman.
She did a couple of, period pieces that were, Mary Queen of Scots or something like that. But overall, I kind of felt like she stayed within a particular margin.
Well, people say the same thing about John Wayne.
And
you kind of have to study the nuances to see the differences, unless, of course, it's the conqueror. And then,
yeah, same with her. Yeah, I like her, too, and she was certainly a sign of the times. And if you like Katharine Hepburn, you'd like that. I also watched one that was interesting because I love Mary Tyler Moore. She was kind of my idol when I was younger and a younger journalist and that type of thing. I really liked her.
Every baby boomer loved Mary Tyler Moore.
Well, I love the series. I love both the series. The Dick Van Dyke series, she was kind of a little different in that, and then her Mary Tyler Moore series. And this is called Being Mary Tyler Moore. It, I think, released on HBO, but it's on Amazon and Hulu Plus. And did you happen to see it?
I didn't.
Oh, yeah. Did you watch it with me?
I was there with you. Yeah. Oh,
were you asleep? Or?
No.
Oh,
okay.
No. He's never asleep, Steve.
Yeah. Oh my!
Steve fessed up to being asleep in a movie.
I did. I have to go back and finish.
Well, the thing about being Mary Tyler Moore, not that that isn't fascinating about you sleeping in a movie, but the thing about Mary Tyler Moore is it's a little bit. I don't know if I want to use the word sad, but it's a little melancholy. I mean, she's not like Lucille Ball. She wasn't a particularly frivolous, funny person. She ran a business. She ran an empire. Her marriages did not go well. Her only son died of a tragic gun accident. She suffered with diabetes her whole life.
Right.
And in fact, her last marriage was to a doctor who pretty much took care of her. She wasn't very old when she died, like 68 or something like that. So it wasn't a funny documentary at all.
Yeah, I enjoyed the documentary quite a bit, but boy, Dee's absolutely right on this. It is not, you're just going to go, oh, sweet Mary, boy, wouldn't she be? There was some
sobering,
real
tragedy
there, and it was tough, yeah.
But the one that caught me off guard that I didn't expect to like was Arnold on Netflix, the series.
Yeah.
So who here has seen
it? I'm the one who saw it. Yeah.
And I've only seen the first episode.
Yeah. Well, what do you think?
Well, I was really surprised at how candid he was about the negative things in his life. He narrates the whole thing, so it was done with his permission. And I'm guessing that first one, and Doug, you'll have to help me out, because I never saw Pumping Iron. But all those shots of him that were really clear at that age when he was the bodybuilder, those were all from Pumping Iron, right? They didn't
a lot of them were
footage or anything like that.
I think there were some stills that they used, but
okay, but it breaks it into three parts. His bodybuilding career is the first episode, his movie career is the second episode, and then his political career is the third episode. And the personal side of things. But I was impressed how willing he was to talk about the really negative things, both that happened to him, like his father was not a particularly good man. But then, you know, the thing that broke up his marriage with Maria Shriver, he talks about it pretty candidly. And tell me what you thought. But at the end, like when he's lifting weights by himself, and he's essentially by himself. None of his kids are in this. Right. Maria Shriver doesn't participate at all. I thought that was kind of a loud commentary mm-hmm. on how she feels about the whole situation. But it was – I found it fascinating. And you had to live in the 80s to know just how big a deal he was
right.
from about 1984 to about mid-90s. Like, there's a 10-year stretch where – and then the whole thing with him and Stallone, I didn't realize they yeah. really did have a feud off screen.
Well, that was funny that Stallone came on and he was laughing about it because he's – mellowed too, and yeah. I'm with you. I thought it was remarkably candid. I thought he was sensitive and pretty low key, like you say. I mean, and he did seem to be kind of alone and had his lifestyle set the way he wanted it. We've seen him in Sun Valley.
Well, it's
at a restaurant, and it showed a lot of where he lives in Sun Valley and why he liked Sun Valley. And I don't have a thing one way or the other for Arnold, but I really liked it, and I really liked seeing that side of him. I thought yeah. it was unique.
It was interesting the way they opened the thing, where he's sitting in that, you know, hot, you know, kind of a basin, and he's smoking his cigar. And he's
which
just,
he does throughout the
he does
whole,
a lot of
he's
entire,
just,
so.
I think that underscores yeah. kind of the aloneness yeah. of it. And it was, yeah.
One thing he said that I thought was really kind of cute, they asked him what character he'd played that he was most like. Do you remember what he said?
No, I don't remember
it
which
was
one
Julian
oh, right.
in Twins.
Really?
Which Twins was a 1988 movie, and I think really one of his very most charming movies.
Danny
that
DeVito,
movie just
yeah.
clicked, I think, yeah. was so sweet. And he said he was more like that the bravado was part of his act and part of his show, but that he didn't feel like he was really a true Austrian. He was always searching for himself. He felt like he was an outsider, and I thought
well,
it was
kind of
sweet.
Like he was a closet American.
Yeah,
and that
yeah.
was a real interesting thing. And yeah. you know, but if he liked that, well, what about Kindergarten Cop?
Well, he didn't.
You know what?
That.
They did not talk about that at all. I was really surprised.
I actually like that movie.
I know.
I actually like that movie
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah. Well,
cool.
I would recommend it. We've also watched some of FUBAR.
Yeah.
Which is the series that's on right now.
Yeah. Anyway. I watched the whole thing.
Did you like yeah. the whole thing? I kind of lost interest, to be honest.
It was like whiplash. It goes yeah. from way too funny for how dark it was to way too dark for how funny it was. but, you know, it had some charming things, and I liked the actors in it, so it kept me all
yeah.
the way through
yeah.
the end.
Yeah, it was cute and, bright, you know, kind of funny, but, yeah, it hasn't kept us
You know,
all
based
way.
On your recommendation a couple of weeks ago, that I finished The Diplomat. Wow, what an
amazing
series.
That an amazing
that was
series.
A good one too.
At first,
yeah.
didn't I did not care for Rufus Sewell at all.
Yeah.
And then I finally figured him out, and I'm like, okay.
That's right. I remember you didn't like him, and I think he's
See, I loved his
that,
element,
I liked him.
How
yeah.
mercurial he yeah. is at certain points. And who is he, and how respected is he, and why is he on the outs? And
yeah.
is
yeah.
he basically, you know, sucking up his wife's, you know, moment?
Or, yeah. And
well, how hard is it to step to the background when you've been the foreground?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. That's, yeah. Yeah, well, I'm glad
all,
you finished
All about
that.
Ego in that case.
Yeah. Well, but, did yeah. you did you watch all of The Citadel?
I did, yes.
I have not
Because we've started it.
It was
and
too
I've,
short.
Oh, was it? So
No, it was only six episodes.
Oh,
and
well, then maybe
by
we
By the end of it,
it,
I was like, well, shoot, I need more than this.
Oh, okay, well, maybe we
Well, that's because it
kind
costs
of,
so much money, they probably could only do six episodes.
It does look that's expensive, wild. And we kind
it's
of drifted away.
The most expensive ever.
Even compared to our Mars trip.
I thought Lord of the Rings was the most expensive ever.
Well, as far as...
A series on TV?
A six-episode bit. Like $300 million or some crazy in them.
Well... It doesn't come up this week, right, Elemental?
Elemental is next week.
Next week.
Well, I just want to tell parents to watch for it, plan for
I'll
it.
I'll tell you, our little grandson, Conrad, who's almost 4 years old, he just loved it. He just sat there.
Well.
You know, we always talk
now,
about.
I figured you'd go Doug on this, that you'd like, there were several laws of physics that were violated.
No. I thought it was so intriguing. I mean, how do fire and water get along? And how do
Not
you...
well, normally.
But... Where there's love,
but if
there's
they're
a
in
way.
Love,
oh, love can't
be well.
Oh
anyway.
No, it's the love man over
okay.
here.
Okay, all right. Sorry I brought that up, but I guess you'll talk about it next week, right?
But Conrad liked it.
Yeah,
so
Conrad
there
liked
we go.
It, so we liked it.
There
there's
we
no
go.
Puking alligators, but he thought
no.
It was
oh, okay. he loved la la. And but when we walked in, this is the Megaplex Valley Fair, And when we walked in, there was and Lyle the Crocodile was in one of the montages up there. And he goes, there's Lyle. So
he did love that, didn't
he? That was his first full-length motion picture that he ever saw. Lyle the Crocodile. And he loved the barfing up the cat.
Yeah,
I don't know if he really liked it as much as Doug did. Actually,
I don't know.
His little Conrad wringing his hands and going, "Okay, Dee, it's good to see you."
Well, it's always good to see you.
Ready for the ride to light up Eureka tomorrow?
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Is Dee in a sidecar, or does she have her own bike?
No, she's actually going down ahead of time to kind of keep an eye. You know, it's kind of like herding cats because we're taking her some really cool places, including the Bergen Mine, and you know, have a chance to see the surface property and everything. You know, something that people just don't have a chance to do. So trying to steer all these bikers all over the
town. I'll ride my little Razor once I get down there. That's my speed. So
All right.
See you later.
See you, Dee.
Bye-bye.
All right. On that note, ladies and gentlemen, we shall take a break, and we'll be right back with more of the movie show. And hopefully, we will be getting the whisper in the ear from the studio as to our winners of the tickets to see The Flash with us next week.
I'm kind of looking forward to that a lot.
I am, too.
Trying to temper expectations.
No kidding. You have
Why?
To do that on some.
Why?
Just go for it.
Because I don't want to be disappointed. I'd rather go in disappointed and be happy than go in with high expectations and be like,
Was that a...
Where you're like...
That was an Andy growl.
It's the same feeling I have for Indiana Jones. I'm really trying.
You know, I have to tell you,
This one scares me.
I have some fear and trepidation, too. Yeah. And I just... Because I want it to be colossal.
And I love Phoebe Waller-Bridge, so if it's not good, I'm going to be really upset.
Uh-oh. We'll have to do a little intervention on Steve.
My biggest thing about The Flash is I'm worried they gave away everything in the trailers. Like, I'm hoping there's big stuff. Because they've been a lot of trailers, and there's been a lot of stuff in those trailers that I feel like would have been cooler if I'd have seen it.
Remember the Addams Family values and everything, and it wasn't that much, but everything that was really – I love the first movie, but everything for Addams Family values 8 million years ago, Andy, before you were born.
No, I remember that one.
It was in the trailer. And you go, bummer.
They didn't know how to do trailers in the 90s, though.
They
really
still
didn't.
Don't. Some of the trailers.
Remember, it was the 90s where
being ominously quiet. In a world where Steve...
A movie show.
You probably think this world is a dream come true, but you're wrong.
On KSL News Radio.
Okay, time for you right now. No messing around. Join the movie show club.
Yes.
By texting the word movie to the Cypress Credit Union KSL text line at 57500.
Do we vet these people?
We fingerprint them, and then we ask for their social security number and their birth date, and, of course, their bank account numbers.
That should get them online.
Yeah, that'll give you incentive to sign up for the Movie Show Club. Hey, by the way, we have the big wieners.
Oh.
The people that won the 3 packets of 4 tickets to see The Flash next Tuesday night at the Valley Fair Theater at 7
o'clock. So we got to be nice to them?
We have to be nice to Darren.
Get there, by the way. Get there early.
Get there a little early, yeah.
Like 6:20 at the
latest. Doesn't hurt. That way you can buy our treats for us. Okay, so Darren.
Me.
Doug will stand there by the entrance to the theater like, okay, where is the tribute?
Tribute. I like that.
You get a little Caesar crown.
That old Roman thing, yes, I need your tribute before you can go in for the free movie. Okay, Darren Peary.
Peary.
I need to pronounce it correctly. Darren Peary has won 4 tickets.
Nice.
Julie Dahlquist has won 4 tickets.
The Dahlquists are coming, yes.
The Dahlquists are coming. And the Weldons are coming. Annette Weldon is also a big wiener on the movie show. Here.
Make sure you come up to Doug during the movie to tell him how grateful you are that you got these tickets.
While the movie's showing.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah,
come up
exactly.
During the movie. Like,
exactly.
Like interrupting somebody.
And hopefully you'll sit right behind me and kick the back of the seat.
Exactly.
Right. You know, make the evening complete.
These are real people. You know. No. All good.
Okay. What are you saying, Steve? Are you being the good guy here?
I think I might be.
Is he being the person
Can
who
you
has...
test me?
Steve is the conscience of the movie show right now.
That is
not
possible.
Oh, boy. That's not possible. We must talk.
We've just entered Bizarro.
I know. We just went down the rabbit hole for sure.
The movie show.
It's a fake laugh.
It's real. On KSL News Radio.
The Movie Show. Boy, this is the final half hour of the movie show.
Yeah.
What is that dance you're doing, Steve?
It's the Elaine.
The Elaine.
Remember her from Seinfeld?
Uh-huh. Okay. It is 11:35, and I think it's time, because we haven't properly acknowledged that dear old dad...
Oh, it's Doug Martindale.
...is being celebrated soon. And we thought we'd give you a little, you know, heads up by doing telephone torture as an honor to dads everywhere.
The KSL Movie Show. Telephone torture.
As a matter of fact, honoring dear old dad is so important that even Jeff V. Whipple said we need to honor dad by a...
Does Blake know he participated in this?
Well, he's the one that came up with the...
You're on thin ice, Jeff.
we always have an absolute idiot-proof soundbite, so we can for sure have a wiener on the movie show. That is kind of important. We love to have our losers, but we've got to have a wiener, too.
Yeah.
So what we've got here is different soundbites that we are going to ask you to identify, and we have... Option number one from Jeff V. Whipple at any of the Larry H. Miller Megaplex Father's Day gift
packages. Oh, this is the winning.
Yeah. 6 Megaplex movie passes. 6?
Yeah.
6 large Coca-Cola soft drinks. And if I were to win this, I'd only drink half of them. So I'd be generous. 3 large Megaplex popcorn. Refillable and enough to share.
I'm just picturing you with one in each hand and your foot on the third.
Three. I just have one standing by in the cooler.
Oh.
3 Swig cookie cups, enough to share.
Boy, those are good, by the way.
They are really good. They're, you know, little kind of, they're a little more than bite-sized, but you know what I mean?
They're gone in a hurry.
They're so good. Option number 2 is a family 4-pack of Megaplex 2023 Kids Summer Movie Passes, 10 family-friendly movies, 10 weeks, $10 per pass normally, but you're going to win them.
Yes.
Sensory-friendly screenings, open caption screenings, Spanish language screenings were available. Or we have option number 3, which is 2 Megaplex Movie Passes, 2 large Coca-Cola soft drinks, and 1 large Megaplex popcorn.
So here's my question. If you're going to go for that one and you ignored the 6...
Yeah.
To go for the 2.
I know. You kind of would ask yourself, why would somebody do that? But you never know. It is the movie show.
True.
And we have unique listeners.
Doesn't have any friends.
Oh, that was brutal.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Okay, so let's go to our phone line.
Don't insult our listeners that we're about to call losers.
That's right. That's right. We've got plenty of insulting to come. Don't
get
a jump on it.
No arguments in the war room.
So, here we go, and let's find out. Yeah, there's no fighting in the war room. Okay.
Dr. Strangelove.
Dr. Strangelove. Or
how I
learned to stop worrying and love the bomb.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's the whole thing. All right, hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Lindy.
Mindy? Did I get that right?
Lindy with an L.
Lindy. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
lucky,
back in the day.
Not so lucky.
I was going to say, back in the day with Lindbergh, it was Lucky Lindy. So we'll see how lucky you are. So
yeah.
If you get it right off the first one, Doug's going to be
That's
so
right.
impressed.
I mean, we've got to have a loser, but I really kind of hope it's not you.
That could be loser Lindy, too.
Okay, I'm just taking these in order.
She's very
and here
happy
we go.
Right now. You're going to ruin that.
Here's our first soundbite. Now listen very closely and pay attention to the voice.
If you think about it, your favorite memories, the most important moments in your life, were you alone?
That was a dear old
dad.
And I
need to know his voice?
Well,
he was the one.
Well, that would
Do I
help.
Name the show or the voice?
Both. No, you just have to name the show.
Oh, is that Old Brother Where Art Thou?
Nope.
Wow, same those, guy.
That's good though, because it was George Clooney. So you get a big star right in the middle of your forehead.
Well, that's no good.
Yeah.
It was in primary, Steve.
That and a nickel. So you can.
All right, but that was from the movie called The Descendants with George Clooney over in Hawaii.
filmed in Honolulu Bay.
That was a night. And lucky Lindy, you know, there's still time, you know, depending on how many losers we have, for you to get back on the line.
It is possible.
Because we only have four listeners.
I think you should give her something for getting the George Clooney part.
Yeah.
A big star. That's just on me. The forehead.
Yeah, that's not
a bigger star. And
you got a great
popcorn kernel.
Great big popcorn kernel. Now that's a prize worth up to dollars. No, you're getting a big collective hug from all of us on the movie show. Thank you for participating. But Lindy, you're not you're not a wiener. Which means you are
I'm a loser, Lindy.
Yeah, that's true. Hit the button on her. Bing. Was she screaming?
I believe so.
I think so.
And that was the day lovable Lindy went into deep depression.
That's right. Okay, let's go back to our phone line and find out who's lurking out there. Hi, who's this? Hello? Earth to listener. Hi, who's this? Oh, okay. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is David.
David, you doing well today?
Feeling good.
Okay.
Well, we're going to try to ruin that.
That's right. No, we're not. We're going to try to reward you for knowing so much about movies. So are you ready to listen to this soundbite?
Go for it.
Okay, here we go.
Someday in the far future, I may be able to remember it with tender indulgence, but not now.
What? Okay. Who do you think that was? And what movie is it from?
And what year?
Oh, boy. I don't know.
It's Spencer Tracy.
Oh.
And it's from Father. Father being the operative word of the
Father
bride.
Father Goose.
No. That was Cary Grant. That was Cary Grant and Sophia Loren. Remember that?
Yes.
Father Goose. Okay. So there you have it. But that makes you a not wiener. So what does that mean?
Lord David.
I'm a big loser.
That's true. It's true.
Put it on me, Carl.
What was that again? Hit that button again on that.
Big freaking loser.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that Pesci?
I don't know. Now let's go.
I think that was one of the other losers on the movie show history.
Oh, let's go back to the phone line. And hi, who's this?
This is Roy.
Roy, are you feeling like a wiener or a loser?
Sounds confident.
Well, I'm pretty sure I'm a loser, but let's go for it.
Well, we might be pretty sure
we
of that,
can
too. But
even the most
you
confident.
Know, yeah, we're going to see. Okay, so this is going to be really short, but listen carefully, especially to the voice.
Keep it real, homies.
Okay. Which?
Doug does not want a winner until the last
see,
one.
No, see, even Andy knows this
what do you mean,
one.
Even? He's
I know this one.
No. All right. Andy knows it. Do you?
Nope.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to our potential wiener here. Hi, who's it? Hi, who's this? This is Dave.
Roy. It's Roy, and I'm a loser.
You're a loser.
I have no idea.
Okay, that was.
Let me guess.
Yes.
American Pie.
Yep.
Gene Levy. Yep.
That was Gene Levy.
Yeah. Keep it real, homies. Okay, but that makes you, Roy, a loser.
That makes you, Andy, disturbed because that American Pie, Bad Boy.
I've never
boy.
Seen it. I just somebody told me.
Oh,
about
sure.
It.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was only there for the articles.
For the pie part.
Okay, let's loserize this guy. Roy.
I'm a loser.
Yep.
Still a loser.
Okay.
I only went to see the closing credits.
Now, we are going to... You know, okay. Now we're going to take
horrible?
Him. We're going to take him in order, and this one should be fairly simple. Hi, who's this on the line? Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hello. This is Matt.
Matt. Okay. Are you ready to listen to this soundbite and be a big wiener?
Well, one can hope. Probably a loser, though. But let's try.
One can hope, but you can be happy because three are hoping on this end of the movie show. And if we count Stone, that's four. And if we count Paulette, that's five. If we can, you know, count the crew back, you know, tending the movie show on the other end, that's seven people pulling for you. Okay, listen closely. Here we go.
Because a man that doesn't spend time with his family can never be a real man.
Okay.
Well, I think I know this one.
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh,
a man who doesn't spend time with his family can never be a real man. That was The Godfather, Vito Corleone.
Oh. Michael, get over here so I can slap you around.
Marlon Brando said that in the movie, and do you know what that makes you?
A loser.
Hit the button.
You lose. Good day, sir.
I hope you're proud of yourself today.
I'm very proud of myself. This is going very well. All right, now let's get another victim, I mean potential winner, on the line. And hi, who's this? Hello? Hello, potential wiener. Hi, who's this?
I'm a wiener. This is Michael.
Michael! Okay, you sound exuberant, and I've got a really good feeling about this. If you're if you are any kind of a father appreciator or a movie buff, you're going to get this. You ready?
I'll try.
No, this is not the idiot proof.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we're not in the idiot category yet. We're just in the loser category yet. Okay, so listen closely. Here we go.
You never really understand a person until you consider things from his point of view. Till you climb inside of his skin, walk around in it.
Ooh.
I know this one.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Everybody here knows it.
Well.
Yeah, I definitely have no idea.
Oh, no. That is the best. All the polls show that if you were to pick a movie father that you love the most, it is Atticus Finch in To Kill a Mockingbird.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Ah.
Yeah, you got it.
Nice cover. But yeah,
you did say it before Doug did.
It was right there.
Yeah, you're still a loser. So let's let him have it. Here we go.
He's a loser, but he still keeps on trying.
Okay, now.
Now are you proud of yourself?
Jeff the Whipple is the one that came up with the idiot proof.
So if you don't get this soundbite, you blame Jeff.
So, yeah, we blame Jeff. Jeff the Whipple. Okay, hi, who's this? Hello? Hello?
This is KSL.
It is KSL. Who's this?
This is Jerry.
Jerry, how are you?
Good.
Okay.
Well, we're about to find
out. This is a movie soundbite that we all have confidence that you're going to, you know and be a big wiener. So are you ready to listen to this soundbite?
Okay, let's give it a shot.
Okay. Okay.
Goodness sakes. I can't understand what they're saying.
He said,
I'm sorry. I'm probably another loser.
No, hang on. We're going to help you.
We're going to spoon feed you.
Luke, I am your father.
Oh, Star Wars.
But which episode of Star Wars?
Oh, crap.
It wasn't in the first.
No.
And it wasn't in episode 4. It was not in episode 6.
How about The Phantom Menace?
Oh, no. Oh, you're killing me.
Isn't that episode 1?
Okay.
It was The Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I could be a loser.
Okay.
Yeah, now what are you going to do?
Well, I don't know, because that was our idiot proof question.
We're going to keep the prize for some.
Yeah, we're Steve and Andy and I are going to divvy up the prize.
Let's get Jeff on the phone, see what he
thinks. Yeah, no. We're going to do one. We're going to take a break here. And while I'm doing that, we are going to come up with yet another.
Dude, we're out of time.
Yeah? What's your point?
Well, we still have movies.
A movie.
Two movies.
Do it. What's the movie you want to talk about so bad?
Based on the true story, is not the movie. It's a series.
Yeah, it's a series. Okay. We're going to take a break.
Okay.
And we're going to come right back. And I'll tell you what we're going to do. No, we're going to do it this way.
Going to get tap dancing shoes out.
Well, actually, we don't have them all on the line because I was going to say we'll take 6 and we'll draw one.
Out of the ones that have called?
Yeah, but we can't do that.
Because they've all disappeared.
Because they've all hung up.
They've all
losers.
Hung up, yeah.
We sent them away.
Yeah.
I remember their names, though.
Do you know what we're going to do? We're going to take caller number 6, since we had 6 losers, And number seven is going to be, lucky number seven is going to be the big wiener.
Okay.
See how I make these executive decisions?
On the Titanic.
Oh, did you hear that, Andy?
I did.
You're going to have to put up with this here before too long.
Is that an iceberg? I don't know.
I don't even know what to say to that. I got a tap dance now. It's great. It's a dog.
Okay. This has been... Is that That's a San Francisco foghorn just before the earthquake? Okay.
Back to Doug Wright, Steve Sales, and the KSL Movie Show.
And Andy Farnsworth, who will be the future co-host of the movie show, along with Steve Sales, beginning right after July 1st. Okay, Nathan Greenwood, thank you and congratulations. You are the very lucky wiener here on the movie show. And a big thanks to the Megaplex Theaters. And by the way, Nathan went with door number one, which is a very smart move. So congratulations. We're a little pressed on time, but, you know, Frank would be singing to the losers as we speak. Okay, Steve. Got a couple of movies.
Just a couple of things. Based on a True Story is a new, I thought it was a movie, but it's a Peacock series, 8 episodes, 30 minutes. It is Kaley Cuoco and Chris Messina. It's a murder podcast thing that has a really different twist. It's actually pretty good.
You'll never look at your plumber the same way.
No, you will not.
Okay.
And the other one is The Crowded Room. This is an Apple TV series with Tom Holland. I've watched maybe 4 or 5 episodes. It is so dark.
Okay.
And so disturbing. I'm not sure even Tom Holland survived this show.
Oh.
But he plays this nerdy teen very well, so maybe, but I don't know.
And there's a twist in every episode.
What about Flamin' Hot?
Flamin' Hot. This is the guy that supposedly invented Cheetos. This is an inspiring movie. I was really touched by the family and how they came out of, you know, he went from a janitor to a marketing expert. It's actually very inspiring, and I thought maybe the feel-good movie of the year. Unfortunately, it may not be absolutely true. So just bear with that. And that's on...
Flamin' Hot.
That's on Hulu.
Hulu.
Hey, that does it for the movie show today. Thanks so much for being part of the program. Tonight, when you go home, please make sure that you hug the people you love.